A plant tapped as a health supplement offers an economic opportunity in Alaska. Rhodiola prospers in high latitudes and has long been recognized by Alaska natives for its medicinal qualities. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, some Alaska farmers are positioning to sell into a lucrative world market.
It sounded like an infomercial when University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension agent Steve Brown gave a talk on rhodiola at a conference in Fairbanks last week. Brown is trying to run a marathon in every state and credits taking rhodiola supplements with improving his performance in two marathons on a single weekend last year on the East Coast.
I set a personal best in New Hampshire, and the next day I ran 4 minutes faster in Maine. Now, I can't say for sure that it was the rhodiola that did that, but for a guy who's pushing 50, to be able to run faster than he did when he was 40 is interesting.
Brown says he's skeptical about trendy supplements, but adds rhodiola has some history to back it up.
It's been used for thousands of years by the natives, but it was really the Russians who figured out that this can help you handle stress and increase your endurance, and it was used by Stalin in World War II during the siege of Stalingrad. In fact, it was considered a Soviet military secret.
The active ingredient in rhodiola root is rosavens. Brown says the compound's endurance-enhancing effect is supported by Russian studies on mice.
Basically, they'll put a mouse that's on rosavens in a bucket of water, and they'll measure how long the mouse will swim. Now, a mouse will paddle until it becomes exhausted, and it doesn't drown at that point, it just floats. So the mice that had been given rosavens paddled significantly longer than mice that had not.
Rhodiola is also recognized as a treatment for upset stomach, depression, and even impotency. Much of the world's rhodiola comes from wild harvest of the plant root in Siberia, and Brown says it's widely used in a range of products from vodka to sports drinks and cosmetics.
In Europe, it's huge. And it's just now showing up on our radar screen.
Brown credits Anchorage doctor Petra Illig with recognizing rhodiola's agricultural potential in Alaska. She's helped start a co-op to promote it. Concerns about decimation of the wild variety in Russia have brought harvest restrictions and spawned rhodiola farming in places with similar growing conditions, including Alaska.
The Arctic and the subarctic is its natural environment. So this is where it wants to grow. So we don't have to do things like finding ways to extend seasons or fertilize it or keep insect pests off of it or keep it warm.
Rhodiola plants take about 20 years to mature in the wild, but farmers have been able to get that down to 4 or 5 by fighting back competing weeds. Brown says Alaska farmers in the Mat-Su Valley, the Kenai, Delta Junction, and Fairbanks are successfully raising rhodiola on a small scale.
There's only about 5 acres in production. We've calculated, though, that once we achieve 100 acres of production in Alaska, it'll be the most valuable crop in the state.
That's because raw rhodiola root sells for about $8 a pound. Brown says tests of Alaska rhodiola show it to have a very high rosavens content. He says that and Alaska's pristine environment may drive premium prices. Longtime Delta farmer Frank Borman is banking on it. He planted 2,600 rhodiola 3 years ago.
I'm planning to plant 5,000 a year until I can see how the market is. I consider it a high-risk project, but so far, everything I've seen, I think it's got a good chance of working.
The potential has also inspired small-scale farmers like Fairbanks' Aaron Forcier.
I have 400 3.5-inch pots coming on this year, and I'm going to start another 1,000 this coming spring. Just jumped on the bandwagon, and hopefully, you know, I have a feeling that it'll be profitable for me and my family eventually.
Forcier is hopeful an Alaska processing facility will be up and running for his first harvest in a few years. The Alaska Rhodiola Cooperative is working on the processing issue, as well as fostering a market for raw and value-added products. The UAF Cooperative Extension is pursuing rhodiola research and teaching growing courses. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.